Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. One of the leaders in the creation of jazz fusion in the late 1960s was trumpeter Miles Davis. After some experimentation with electronica on several previous albums, In a Silent Way, released in 1969, was his first completely jazz fusion release. All of the sidemen on this record went on to have careers in jazz fusion. Wayne Shorter and Joe Zawinul founded the band Weather Report. Chick Corea led Return to Forever. Herbie Hancock founded the Headhunters. John McLaughlin started the Mahavishnu Orchestra. And bassist Dave Holland and drummer Tony Williams both had successful careers in jazz fusion. Let's begin this electronic jazz program with It's About That Time from the album In a Silent Way by Miles Davis, followed by David Sanborn and his alto sax doing Straight to the Heart from his As We Speak release of 1982.
Thank you.
Jazz Electronica is the focus on today's program. From his Lucky Man album of 1993, you'll hear Dave Koz on alto, tenor, and baritone saxophones on Shakin' the Shack, guitar solo by Robin Ford. Paul Hardcastle, born in Kensington, England in 1957, is a multi-instrumentalist who plays keyboards, synthesizers, guitar, bass guitar, drums, and percussions, and does programming. Not only does he compose most of his music, he also plays most instruments on his recordings. Here's You Blew My Mind from his fifth album of 2008, vocal by Becky Biggins.
We'll be right back.
We are enjoying electronic jazz hosted by me, Dr. Jazz. Crossover keyboard man Ramsey Lewis in 1974 recorded Tambura on the album Sun Goddess. Then smooth jazz guitarist Peter White will play My Lucky Day from Here We Go of 2012. Electric bass player from Chicago, Michael Manson, works in several genres of music. Here's Close Your Eyes with the lead vocal by Tim Jackson from Manson's album of 2002, The Bottom Line.
Thank you. arms.
This last set of electronic jazz will begin with Foreplay and the title track from their 1995 Elixir release. Then guitarist Ray Obiedo will do Mysterious Ways from Iguana of 1990. Keyboardist Bob James began his career as a mainstream pianist but crossed over into fusion jazz in 1974. He has recorded over 50 albums and has appeared as a sideman on nearly 100. From his 1986 album Obsession, you'll hear Feel the Fire.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.